I pray that I may speak and you may hear, in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The more observant among you may have noticed that I'm not the Dean, I bring Diana's apologies. Her voice has finally given up on her, and she has retired very sensibly to bed to try and get rid of this cold she's been struggling with for quite a while. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. As with every season of the church's year, Lent is laden with meaning and different insights and understandings. Above all, it is a time of preparation for Holy Week and Easter, but it is also a wilderness experience, a time for silence and solitude, a time for giving up things or doing more, a time for penitence and privacy, a time of loneliness, insecurity and uncertainty, a time for encountering the difficult side of life, a time for recalling our mortality and frailty. Lent stands in strong contrast to all the other church seasons. The time of preparation for Christmas, Advent, is not the same at all. It has an intrinsic sense of anticipation and excitement. And the Christmas, Epiphany, and Easter seasons celebrate profound and important truths and are shot through with hope and triumph. But not so with Lent. There is no sense of anticipation and excitement, rather fear and dread, and that draining sense of insecurity and uncertainty as we move inexorably towards Holy Week and the cross. There is no sense that all is well with the world as we strip everything away to its bare essentials and bravely look at the darker side of our existence. Having seasons is perhaps a bit odd. So much of what used to be seasonal in our day-to-day lives has disappeared, whether it be tomatoes and strawberries being available all year, or hot crust buns and Easter eggs appearing during the January sales. And often and recently, the weather has forgotten what season it is. So much in both our ordinary and church lives seems to collude with the idea that everything runs along smoothly and happily, that most years Lent comes as an acute shock to the system. I say most years because this year it seems to me to chime in with the uncertainty and insecurity that we are experiencing as a nation, whether it be the horrors of knife crime or Brexit. Uncertainty and insecurity are always more difficult to cope with than certainty. I recall Archbishop Michael Ramsay's words that the only security for the Christian disciple is the total insecurity of following Jesus Christ. Let's be honest. We don't like being confronted by harsh realities. We like to forget that life can be complicated and difficult and harsh. And we really don't like to admit that we get things wrong, that we don't live up to the gospel we proclaim, that we make mistakes in our relationships with our friends and our families and our relationship with God. A few years ago now, I heard someone on the radio saying that the smudged crosses of ash reminded her that we are not perfect, and actually smudged people, which I found particularly helpful, as I always struggle with, on the one hand, the gospel we just heard telling us not to make an outward show of our penitence, and on the other hand, the powerful reminder of our mortality and the costly love of Christ symbolized by accepting the cross of ashes on our foreheads. Lent pulls us up sharp. It says, stop, take time to reflect on where we've gone wrong or off track. It says, remember that the Christian way is the sacrificial, loving way of the cross. Remember that our faith and the love of Christ is about meeting people where they are, in their pain, their distress, and their sadness. And that our faith is not about pretending all is wonderful and rosy and all right when it's not. Ash Wednesday says, if we do this, if we are able to be with Christ in Holy Week and thus be enabled to be with others in their time of need, if we are to do this, we must start with ourselves. Start with a recognition of our own falling short, our own mortality and frailty. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Start with a recollection of our own distance from God and our own confusion with life. Having made that recognition, which is a recognition of our own need of God's love, we then move on to all that Lent offers as a time to be still, to remember who it is we follow and serve, and our vocation to share his love in his world. Just as Lent is laden with meaning and significance, so is the Eucharist. Once again, we, slightly smudged people, gather round the Lord's table to encounter the broken and crucified Saviour, whose commitment to love us triumphed over the worst that human existence could offer, which is why we are here tonight and why we are prepared to go off into the wilderness with Jesus Christ once again. Amen.